This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Hit it, Rocky. I got this thing.
He is the right place, right time. He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson, and he's presented each week by Coca-Cola.
And Diet Coke's got a great new product out there available in Feisty Cherry Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Zesty Blood Orange. You can get one to sample or pick up the great 8-pack of slender 12-ounce cans available at most retailers and Piggly Wiggly.
Coach, welcome in. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good.
You can get LT to tell you about Durant. Transferring, being traded from Oklahoma City to Golden State back when we had all those fusses, and he can tell you, would the league be more even if that hadn't happened? I don't really know. Don't really know about that. Any thought on that, LT?
Like, so if Durant were still in Oak City or elsewhere and not in Golden State, what would we be looking
at?
Yeah,
I think it would be a lot different, Wimp. I really do. Oak City, I mean, maybe they're the best in the West right now, just where Durant's game is.
The best as far as shooting the basketball is as good as you'll ever see anywhere. So
I mean, you can't guard him, can you?
No. He's the most unbelievable shooter. I know that Steph has a great range. This guy's the most unbelievable shooter night in, night out I've ever seen.
But, Coach, with a guy, I mean, when you were coaching, a guy with that size to handle the way he does and shoot the way he does, those guys didn't exist when you coached, did they?
Didn't shoot that well.
No. I mean, he's six. What is he, Lance? 6'9"?
Yeah. They,
who's that?
Durant.
Durant's almost 7 feet.
Oh, he's that tall?
Yeah.
I mean, Coach, I don't know. I mean, a 7-footer that could shoot 30-foot shots and make them routinely, that just didn't exist.
He was 4 of 4 from 30-plus last night, Wimp.
Yeah, he's the most unbelievable. I know I was talking to Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes' assistant recruited him and said that he was going to have one of the great players in the history. Of course, I'm kicking him 1 year, but he's just that. Let me just mention Coach Newton real quickly, and not real quickly, but to say to Martin, his son, sorry, about his loss. He may be better off. He struggled so much. And so, you know, certainly accolades to him for making the decision to bring Wendell Hudson into our program. I think the one thing I did want to mention, it's interesting, maybe not interesting, but whatever, is that didn't mean anything. That meant a lot, but we had a lot of hard work to do to get players. We went through a period of time after that the competition would walk in and say, you're only going to take one minority, not even more. You know, we're at a football school where Coach Bryant didn't want football. Gene Bartow's come in with a bigger name, coached at UCLA. So every home that we went in, I went in, which was a lot of them, it was much more difficult than Wendell Hudson. Wendell Hudson opened the door. And CM certainly gets the credit and accolades for that, but it was not, I think some people think, well, all we had to do was just, you know, once we got one, we were going to get all kinds of them, and it didn't work like that. So I wanted to say that and say I'm sorry about his loss. I don't know if you have any comment on that. If you don't.
I wanted to ask about Coach Newton. You were part of the team, obviously, as much as he accomplished at Alabama and elsewhere. A lot of what he's done is remembered for the team that lost to Indiana, Coach. And Bob Knight, your friend Bob Knight, later said it was the second best team in the country. Dunaway and I discussed this the other day when Lance was out. You do wonder if that team were able to win and go on to the Final Four, how does that change Alabama basketball? Because
I've heard that, but let me tell you something.
Okay.
Bob Knight comes in the dressing room and says that because he won. Had he lost, he'd never shown up. That's the way Bob Knight is.
Well, if he'd have lost, we'd have known whether or not you were the best team in the country.
What do you remember most about that game, though, Wimp?
To give accolades to a team that beat him. He doesn't do that. He gives accolades to a team that he beats.
Sure.
That 76 team was a terrific team. My teams were terrific teams. I mean, a lot of terrific teams. So I don't know whether getting in the Final Four there would have made a difference or not. I hear that all the time, and maybe it would have. But Bob Knight is Bob Knight, and that's the way he operates.
But when, go back to that game. What do you remember most? And I mean, was
we took about three or four really bad shots at the end of the game, really bad ones. And if I told you this, then you'd all hang up and say, same old wimp. But Booger, what's his name, a Big Ten official, called the game. And we had a block charge at midcourt, which would have been Kent Benson, or whatever his name is, his fifth foul. And they called, he called, and it wasn't even close. They called it on Leon. And all I can do is answer your question. That's what I remember.
You remember that one call, the call on Leon Douglas?
Yeah, it was brutal, absolutely brutal, and you don't do it anymore. A guy like that wouldn't call for Bobby Knight because he's going to get every call. That's the way that goes with him. And so that's the truth there. So, and the other factor I remember is that we took two or three really bad shots at the end of the game, really shots that we shouldn't have taken. No, we can't help that. You know, you always take some. I'm not being critical. I'm just answering the question.
So. Wimp Sanderson is with us as we get ready for the U.S. Open in golf. Next week at Shinnecock, we know how much you love the sport, and we're getting ready for, to me, everyone loves the Masters, but I love this event, the U.S. Open, because of how difficult they make the golf course. When we talk U.S. Open, what is your favorite thing about the Open? Do you love to see these guys struggle in an event like this?
I like it being severe. Yeah, dude, I don't not necessarily like to see anybody struggling in anything, but I like for it to be severe. I like to be for it to be difficult when they play the black course with a rough soil. I like to watch that part of it. Yeah, I do. It's I don't know if y'all going to put a bet on it or not. You probably realize that as every day goes by, your stake down to me with the Jalen Hurts thing. Not over yet, but you're suffering a little bit on that.
Well, the transfer doesn't come until August, though, right?
So every day he's at Alabama.
Didn't say anything, but I said every day. I didn't say anything about it.
Well, that's like betting the under in a game, Wimp. You're always winning until you're not.
Let me ask you something. You're so confident, you want to double it?
I don't want to double it, no, because he's just coming. I mean, if you read Bruce Feldman's story, he's coming off the trip out to the Elite 11 where he wowed everyone with his compassion and love as a leader and his teammates.
Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the USO, but I didn't think you wanted to double it. but anyway, the severity of the US Open would be great. I give him. And when you come to Memphis this week, Phil Mickelson always plays in that because he feels like he has a better chance to win it. So he plays in that one. So it should be, to answer your question, without getting off like I usually do, I think you hit it on the head. It's going to be fun to watch those guys struggle. The greens are generally not quite as tough as they are. Maybe they are at the Masters, but they are pretty darn tough. The other thing I'll mention, and I know y'all looking at your watch.
Yeah, it's time's ticking. Let's go.
The transfer rule after graduation is a bad rule. It'll be a very difficult. I don't know whether y'all discussed it or not.
Oh yeah,
but it'll be a very difficult rule for fans to like if the quarterback of Alabama transfers to Auburn or vice versa. I think Alabama will get more good. Coach Saban will just be able to show you since you passed the rule. A free agency, then we're going to take some ourselves. So I'm sure Brownie's on the other side.
Because it benefits the players. And I know coaches like yourself don't like it. Coaches don't like it because it's difficult on the coaches. However, hang on. Let me point this out, Coach.
Wimp's in a self-interview mode.
I know. Let me point this out.
Changes subjects.
I'm sorry for being here.
You did not do this, but coaches that don't like this are being a little hypocritical because many of them have walked out on a contract with years left to take a better job, which, by the way, I don't have a problem with them doing, but don't then...
Let me make that clear, very clear to you, son, that when that occurred, there was not a rule back until this rule, back until this time, there was a rule against it when Nick Saban got up to speak. There was not a rule for coaches to transfer to another school.
Okay, so then we dropped the player rule. We put it on even footing. If you're a coach, that. So don't hold it against a player.
All I did was tell you that as well as you say, I don't know what you said, but as well as, and I know how you are, Well, as you said, it's going to make a great rule out of it.
It is.
In the future, it's not going to be a great rule.
But it benefits the player, Coach. It benefits the player. And all the rules benefit the coaches and the schools. I like to see a few benefit the player.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we're talking to Wimp Sanderson every Thursday here. Let me get the sponsor in real quick. Brought to you by our friends at Diet Coke. Four new great flavors, Feisty Cherry, Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Zesty Blood Orange. Available right now at most retailers and Piggly Wiggly. Go ahead.
You think for 1 minute if the coach at Vanderbilt had gotten up there and made those comments that they'd have a meeting after that, and the presidents don't know, you can go that player stuff all you want to go to until it happens.
But they've gotten their degree. They've gotten their degree, Wimp. They should be free to go anywhere they want once they get their degree. Why not?
That's fine. That's fine.
Why do you think they should have to stay where they are? Because it's going to.
I just think when you end up with a bunch of transfers going from one to another all the time, that you ruin college football. Because I think you mess it all up because you just make it. I don't think it's right for them to be able to just to change from one to another. You know, I don't even like the 1 year deal, but I think going inside the league, if they want to transfer to Duke, that's fine. But to go against somebody they're going to play against, I don't think is good for college football. And I'll guarantee you it's not good for college football. I don't care what you say.
Well, I will tell you this, that there's no sport that there's more transfers in than college basketball right now, though, right? That happens.
Am I arguing that?
No. I'm just saying I wanted to bring that up, that it happens in college basketball.
Why bring it up, Jim? They're sitting out a year, Jim.
No, they're not. They're not sitting out a year.
Not the graduates.
I know that. But they're not going in the same league, I don't think.
Yeah. Wimp, I would not disagree with you that I don't know that it's best for college football, but we have to remember this is also about the guys that are actually students, and it might be the best for them and hurt the sport overall.
Well, benefit just as much as anybody. I'm not an Alabama deal here. Nick Saban is going to say, look, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you some free agency. These guys want to come to my place.
Yeah. No. I agree with you, Wimp, that we talked about this when the rule passed, that everyone saw this as Brandon Kennedy being able to go to Tennessee and Auburn. What this really is Alabama now has Alabama, Auburn, and Georgia, I think, will reap the benefits of this.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to, Nick Saban can benefit from this more than anyone.
Well, I finally got one. I got one plus on here, Jim. But I tell you right now, it's going to be. You know, we talk about it being, you know, great right now, and everybody's settled, but in the future it's going to be, you know, I get tickled at writers anyway. I saw where they said that, what's his name, barely got in the U.S. Open, so what? Barely got in?
Speaking of that, since you're in a competitive mood, are we going to do this wager where we give you five golfers and we take the field?
Let me tell you something, LT. I am already one up.
That's fine.
You don't want to double it.
We'll double it. We'll give you five golfers. We'll take the rest of the field.
No, I want the best of the field. You got the five golfers.
Give us seven.
Give you five.
Well, let us think about it. We can do this next Thursday.
Five golfers is enough. You're going to pick the five best. You know,
Let's meet in the middle. We'll go six.
Y'all think about it for next week.
Okay.
We will decide. And remember, you're one stake down, boys.
That's right. All right. He's the coach, Wimp Sanderson. He's presented each week by Coca-Cola.
Wait, can we transfer that stake somewhere?
You can transfer it for two somewhere.
Great new flavors out there, Brown. Feisty Cherry, Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Zesty Blood Orange. You can buy one to sample or get that 8-pack of the slender 12-ounce cans available at most retailers.
And you get yours where, Coach?
Piggly Wiggly. Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
On 31 from Stanley and Andy, and I hope to have one on 41. They have a press line. They have great Piggly Wiggly stores. Coca-Cola is a great product. You guys are hard-headed, but I enjoy being on your show.
Thank you, Wimp. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. That's the code.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
Sanderson with